Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Okay, good evening, everybody. Happy Christmas Eve for anyone listening on my side of the world where it is Christmas Eve, or on the East Coast. It would have just ticked over to Christmas Eve, I think, for those on the West Coast, a couple hours until Christmas Eve. So no games tomorrow, obviously, so we won't be doing a show tomorrow. I didn't do one last night, as I had hoped to do. Just got stuck at the hospital with my son last night, so didn't get home till late, and then I had some writing and stuff to do, and then I was ready for bed, so didn't do one last night. But we've got 11 games tonight to talk through. One of them is still going, but by the time we get to the end, it may be sort of wrapping up or coming to the end. It's three-quarter time in that one. So the first game of tonight, where are we? I've got a lot of tabs open here. First game of the night, Pacers got over the Rockets. I mean, the caveat obviously for all of these games is that pretty much every team is down on troops at the moment, with the exception of a couple of teams. For the Rockets, Christian Wood played and had 22-8, so he's looking okay. I mean, we still want to worry about his knee a bit there moving forward, but he looks to be okay. Jalen Green returned and had 20 points on efficient shooting, which was nice. Had a couple of steals. Look, if he was dropped, go and pick him up. He's going to get minutes. His shooting is going to be a bit of an issue, but we've sort of come to expect that. Şengün, only 20 minutes, but had 10 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks, 1 steal. So, I mean, just watching him, it's pretty clear that he's ready. I mean, we just need his minutes to come up. Hopefully they will. I'm still obviously stashing him everywhere that I can, but I do understand if you need more consistent or high-volume production, then you may want to stream his spot, but I'd be trying to hold on there. With Green back and with Kevin Porter coming back soon, we're sort of looking at the next couple of games, hopefully. Garrison Matthews, I think he's going to lose value, as is Amani Brooks. Probably still a soft hold at the moment, but I've moved on personally, and I think it's time. For the Pacers, Miles Turner, huge night for him with Domantas Sabonis out of the lineup. Caris LeVert had a really nice game as well. Again, production is going to be up for these star players, the main guys, with the other starters out. So always consider that when looking at their value. Chris Duarte, look, he's probably going to have value. I think Brogdon could be out for a little while, potentially, given that it's an Achilles and it was a... He was out, and then he was back, and then he sort of aggravated it again. So he could miss a couple of games. But Chris Duarte, I think he's probably rostered in most leagues. Now, O'Shea Brissett played good minutes here, 30 minutes. Didn't do a lot, but I would be considering him in deep leagues. And Jeremy Lamb, he's done this a few times this season where he'll score a lot of points in not many minutes. I'd probably need to see it again before advocating for him as a pickup. Next game of the night, the Pelicans, their fourth straight win, something we probably didn't think we'd be saying all season, over a depleted Magic side. For the Pels, Willie Hernangómez was starting with Valanciunas out. Now, he isn't in protocols. Well, they haven't said he is at the moment. He's out with a non-COVID-related illness, so keep an eye on that just in case a positive test does come back. But at the moment, just an illness, so he could be back for the next game. Hernangómez had 16 rebounds, which is nice, but shot 1 of 11. So really a hit or miss kind of night for him. Brandon Ingram, he's playing really well and has picked up his efficiency, which is nice. Josh Hart, really good again. Devontae Graham had 20 points with Nikhil Alexander Walker out. He's going to get a lot of minutes, so he probably needs to be added if he was dropped. For the Magic, Wendell Carter was back. He had a really nice line here. Shouldn't have been dropped, obviously, but just to make sure he's activated. Gary Harris, 22 points again. Not much else, but four triples and some defensive stats. So he's probably, as I've touched on, he's a 12-team guy. Cole Anthony returned and had a double-double. So make sure you've activated him as well. Robin Lopez, only 6 minutes. I thought he'd get a little bit more, but look, to be honest, not a great matchup for him. So if you had picked him up for streaming purposes, maybe you give him one more game to see, depending who they'd match up against next. I haven't looked ahead in the schedule, but otherwise just move on. Chuma Okeke is probably the question mark here. Only 6 points in 17 minutes. He was in foul trouble pretty early and just never got going. So if you have picked him up, I would be holding. I've got him in a league and I'm just going to hold him for another game and see what happens in the next one. I still think he can have pretty solid value moving forward. The third game. Move that over. Hawks got up over the Sixers. Really good win for the Hawks, given that they were down a ton of players. Let's go through their list of players that were out. So they're without Lou Williams, Timothy Luau-Cabarro, Danilo Gallinari, Trey Young, DeAndre Hunter, Clint Capella, Solomon Hill, and Kevin Huerter, as well as Sharif Cooper. So a barely recognisable lineup. They also had DeLon Wright go down with an ankle injury. Cam Reddish went down with an injury. So they were well down on troops and still managed to get up. So a really good win for the Hawks. John Collins was in foul trouble as well. So only played 31 minutes, but had a good night. Onyeka Okongwu, who I talked about last game, maybe. I might have. I lost track of days, but he moved into the starting lineup and had 34 minutes. So if he's starting, he needs to be added in 12-team leagues until Clint Capella is back. When Capella's back, he obviously goes back to being more of a deep league guy. But, I mean, Capella is renowned for sort of getting injured or playing limited minutes or not starters minutes sort of thing. So I think even once Capella's back, Okongwu is going to have that backup role all to himself. And if he can get 16 to 18 minutes a night, which is doable, I think he could have some 12-team value, but deep leagues at least should be rostered. Skylar Mays stepped up here and played 33 minutes. He had a double-double, and he's done this before, so I think if you're in, even in a 12-team league, until Trae Young and all these guys are back, which could be the next game, but until they're back, he probably has 12-team value as well. For the Sixers, Matisse Thybulle, solid game here. 8 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 blocks, 1 steal. That's what you want from him. Efficient scoring and defensive stats. So he's probably worth a hold at the moment with Danny Green out. And then moving through their roster there, not much outside of the usual suspects. In deeper leagues, Charles Bassey is worth a look with Andre Drummond out. And look, I think Bassey's probably better than Drummond anyway, to be honest. He had 8 and 8 with a steal and a block in 12 minutes. So just for deeper leagues, but someone to keep an eye on.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
We had the Heat getting over the Pistons. Again, two teams sort of down on troops. For the Pistons, some wild box scores here. Trey Lyles with probably the best game of his career. I'd almost bet my house that he'll never do this again. 28 points, 8 rebounds, 4 blocks, 2 assists, 1 steal, 3 threes in 37 minutes. Look, they don't have a center at the moment. Luka Garza is really their only other option, but he's not ready. So even in standard leagues, if they're going to be trotting out this lineup, he probably is worth looking at. Same with Corey Joseph, who had 42 minutes. Ended with 21 points, 9 assists, six rebounds, and 5 triples. He's worth a look. Frank Jackson is worth a look, more so if you need points. Hamidou Diallo is worth a look if you need defensive stats. He's more of a steals sort of streamer. And Sadiq Bey was solid again, so he probably needs to be added. Josh Jackson's probably the only other name there you want to pay any attention to, but he only had 4 points in his 21 minutes. For the Heat, Max Strus, who I've talked about previously, he had 41 minutes here. Now, I know once Butler's back, he's going to lose value, but Duncan Robinson had 3 points in 21 minutes, and he's been dreadful this year. So I would love it if they would put Strus or keep Strus in the starting lineup. I'm not sure it happens, but I think there's certainly a possibility that it does, or he at least plays more minutes than Robinson. So I would probably be, if you've picked him up, I'm just holding to see what happens once they get their guys back. Gabe Vincent, solid again. He has streaming value, obviously. Dwayne Dedman went down with a knee injury and didn't look good. I haven't seen a replay, but from what I've read, he looked to be in a bit of pain. So if he misses time here, which is possible, Omer Yurtseven is the guy you want to be targeting. 8 points, 12 rebounds in this one with a steal in 25 minutes. I think that's probably his floor moving forward if he starts or at least plays starters minutes. This is not a good matchup for him against the Pistons, who didn't have a true center on their lineup. So I think he could be a double-double threat with sort of 2 blocks per game. So in 12-team leagues, if you've got a roster spot, I wouldn't be dropping sort of just anyone to pick him up. But I think if Dedman misses time, he could very well be a 12-team option moving forward. The next game, Wizards got over the Knicks without Bradley Beal, so he was a late scratch. He's in the health and safety protocols, along with pretty much everyone else. Spencer Dinwiddie stepped up, as he does when Beal's out. He may be floating around in your league. If he is, I'd go and add him while Beal's out. Kyle Kuzma, he had his best game in a while. If you've got him, try and sell high, because I don't like him, and you know I don't like him generally. So anytime he has a line like this, and while Beal's out, he's going to get a boost. Corey Kispert came into the starting lineup and had 20 points. Didn't do much else. Can be a bit of a streamer for threes, but not a ton of value there. Denny Avdija is the guy we want to be watching. Another decent game here, and he's playing big minutes. So he's probably worth a bit of a speculative add in 12-team leagues. For the Knicks, Kemba, it was all about Kemba here. 44 points, 7 threes, 9 rebounds, 8 assists. No defensive stats, but that's sort of not too surprising from Kemba. Look, I managed to actually add him in one of my leagues today. So if he is still floating around, I would go and add him with Derrick Rose out for at least the next 6 weeks. Not sure what his role looks like once all these guys are back from health and safety protocols, but clearly it needs to be added at the moment. Evan Fournier, he came crashing back to earth, 8 points. Probably still worth holding, just given his playing time at the moment. But once they're healthy, he could go back to being a deeper league player. Mitch Robinson, pretty disappointing. 25 minutes, 8 rebounds, 8 points, 3 rebounds, nothing else. You want more than this, but with Noel in the health and safety protocols, he's probably worth holding on to there. And Alec Burks had a nice bounce back game. Still didn't shoot particularly well, but 20 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists and a steal. He remains a hold. Okay, Bucks got over the Mavs. Jordan Nwora, after we talked him up, he shot 2 of 6 and had 5 points in 28 minutes. Probably still worth holding, I think. Grayson Allen was back in this one after getting over his illness, but he only had 5 points in 18 minutes, so possibly not back to full strength there, but I'd be holding Nwora if you picked him up. DeMarcus Cousins had 22 and 8 in 28 minutes. He's obviously a must-roster player at the moment until Bobby Portis is back, and not much else for the Bucks there. Pat Connaughton, 9 points, 8 rebounds. He's actually better, I think, when the Bucks have got all their players back. I think it takes some of the focus off of him. So if you've got him, I'd be holding. For the Mavs, Sterling Brown with another big rebounding night. Look, he's probably worth adding, at least in 14-team leagues, possibly in 12s. He won't do this every night, obviously, but he is established enough that we know he has a decent floor when he's getting minutes. Finney Smith, not at his best, but still clearly a must-roster player. Frank Ntilikina's interesting. So he had 5 assists, 2 steals, 14 points. He'll kill your field goal percentage, but I think he does enough in on the defensive end and with his assists to have some limited value at the moment while they're down on numbers. Marquise Chris, only 13 minutes. I don't know why they're giving Moses Brown these minutes. I'd have Marquise Chris over Moses Brown anyway. So he had 13 points, 5 rebounds, 2 steals in his 13 minutes. So just a guy to watch. It doesn't look like they're going to give him huge minutes, but there could come a period where they realise he's worth holding on to and they get rid of a few other players and free up a little bit of playing time for him. We had the Hornets getting over the Nuggets for the next game. For the Hornets, Hayward sucked. Third game in a row. I just wrote up his player blurb, so I'm pretty across this game. Probably a bit of a buy-low window for him at the moment. He had that 41-point game about a week ago, and then he's just stunk it up since then. So, bit of a buy-low. Kelly Oubre, nice bounce back game for him. 4 steals, 23 points, 5 triples. The bench, so the minutes, I mean, you look at the box score in this one, the minutes were down for the starters, or for quite a few of the starters. The bench just got hot here. So Jalen McDaniels got some additional playing time. PJ Washington got 27 minutes. So hard to read into it because they just sort of got them the lead and held the lead here. So that's why the minutes were up. For the Nuggets, Jokic is just going to have some huge nights while they've got guys out. Will Barton was better, still not back to where he was earlier in the season, but 11 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists and a steal. He's okay, so still a 12-team player, 12-team option. Monty Morris, look, he's been a bit ordinary the last few games. Probably still a hold, but I'm not sure the upside is there for him to fully break out or anything like that. So if you just want to get some players sort of cycling through your team, then he's fine to move on from. And Campazzo had 5 assists, 3 steals in his 33 minutes. He has 12-team value, but obviously only for certain builds. The Suns got over the Thunder. Yeah, look, the Thunder gave them a scare. As they do, they just hang around, despite their roster not looking like much. Shea had another really good game, as did Josh Giddey. Lou Dort, he's gone back to his sort of inefficient shooting ways. Had 10 points, but on 4 of 16 shooting. I'm not really sort of touching anyone here outside of Shea and Josh Giddey and Dort. They're the three that we're sort of holding on to. And then Bazley can have some limited value as well. For the Suns, Devin Booker looks great. It's obvious when teams actually give their players time to recover from hamstring injuries, as the Suns did, they come back and they look great. So that's really nice to see. Cam Johnson, another strong game, 21 points, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 5 triples. Shot 7 of 7, so he's not going to shoot 100%, obviously, but as I've touched on, I like his role moving forward. I think he can have back-end 12-team value, as can Cameron Payne, despite this not being his best game. I think he is still a soft hold. And JaVale McGee, not his best game, but 2 blocks is nice. But just a streaming option. Jazz got over the Wolves. Look, it was fairly comfortable. Not a lot of defense played in this one. Malik Beasley obviously has to be rostered with the Wolves losing pretty much their entire starting lineup to COVID. He had 33 points on 25 shots. Naz Reid, he's going to get big minutes with Towns out. So he needs to be added everywhere, 17 and 10 in 36 minutes. Jaden McDaniels, 16, 9 and 7 in 37 minutes. He can be added as well. Jake Layman, yeah, look, of the bunch, he's probably the least preferred here. But even he, if he's going to get 36 minutes like this, then he can have some value as well. For the Jazz, again, very little to talk about. A nice game for Ingles, but he's been pretty ordinary this season, so I'm not rushing to grab him. And Jordan Clarkson, this is why I sort of say he's more of a streamer. 5 points on 2 of 9 shooting in 24 minutes. Second last game, which finished 20 minutes ago, 30 minutes ago. Warriors got up over the Grizzlies. So for the Grizzlies, Stephen Adams, he's a rebound streamer, obviously. 0 points in 23 minutes, but 5 rebounds. Streaming, nothing else. Desmond Bane, 12 points on 4 of 11 shooting. Still a hold, but with Morant back, he's obviously going to lose some touches there. Morant had 21 points, 6 assists, 3 rebounds. He looks good. Doesn't look to be bothered by that injury at all. Dylan Brooks, 6 of 15, not his best game, but did have 2 steals, which is nice. De'Anthony Melton, this is why we're hesitant to drop him. 20 points, 9 rebounds, 2 steals, a block. in 25 minutes. If he can get 25 minutes a night, he's a must-roster player. It's just not happening every night. That's the unfortunate part. But obviously, if you've got him, you just hold him and hope that he can continue this. For the Warriors, Otto Porter started. He had 8 points, 9 rebounds, 3 blocks. That's something like 7 blocks in his last two games. He's probably a 12-team hold at the moment, but that'll change, obviously, once they get their guys back. Gary Payton started. He had 22 points, not much else. He's fine to pick up if you want while they've got these guys out, but yeah, other than that, he's just more of a streamer. Steph Curry, 46 points, nothing to say there. We know how good he is. And not a lot else for the Warriors. Juan Toscano-Anderson can have streaming value on certain nights, but it's hard to know when that night is coming. So 26 minutes in this one, but could play 12 minutes in the next one. In the final game, where are we at with that? So we've got about 6 minutes left. Spurs are up by 22, so we're probably done, I would say, without actually tuning in and having a look. For the Spurs, Keldon Johnson, 14 and 10, another big rebounding game. Probably worth adding at the moment. Just a back-end guy, but he's doing enough. Jakob Poeltl, only 8 points, but this is not a good matchup against the Lakers, who don't really have a strong centre option. Dwight Howard's there, but isn't doing much. So just a bad matchup for Poeltl. Derek White, a nice game for him. 22 points on 7 of 10 shooting, 7 assists, 2 blocks, 2 rebounds. This is what we were seeing about a week ago, so nice that he was able to bounce back. Jock Landale had 13 points in 12 minutes. We're just keeping an eye on him. The minutes aren't there yet, but they sort of cater Bates Diop. Really nice game for him here, but 9 of 9 from the field. That's not going to happen again. So 24 points in 21 minutes. He's obviously just had the hot hand there. So I wouldn't be buying too much into that. For the Lakers, outside of LeBron and Westbrook, there's not a lot to see here. Basically what we say every game. Horton Tucker, look, he's worth picking up. I mean, he's playing big minutes, but the production isn't there yet. But he's fine because the Lakers just don't have any other options at the moment. Isaiah Thomas, 2 points in 17 minutes. He probably won't be on the roster next week. So you can just move on from him. Now let me go into the... Where are we? Into the names. Who have we got? Oh, come on. So we had the names dropped in today. So we had Devin Vassell. Yeah, look, he's probably a hold, but he has been pretty ordinary the last 2 weeks. So more of a stash than a hold, probably there, to be fair. If I don't think he's going to be sort of one of these names that you drop and then you regret it. Maybe in a month or 2 months' time, he might start putting up stronger numbers, but I think at the moment he's probably not doing enough to have to be held in standard leagues. Then we've got Akiki Okongwu. So I've touched on Akiki, touched on Okongwu. Chimezie Metu, he needs to be added at the moment. He's playing good minutes for the Kings. And Avdija, I touched on him as well. He's looking good for the Wizards, I think. His role is just becoming a little bit more consistent. So that's probably going to do it. What have we got? Hartenstein or Yurtseven? If Deadman's out, Yurtseven, because I think he probably plays 25 minutes a night. Hartenstein, we still don't know when he's coming back. He's still out with his ankle injury. So, it is dependent there. If Deadman doesn't miss any time, I would go Yurtseven if Hartenstein's out. If Deadman's out, then it's probably... If both Yurtseven and Hartenstein are playing, but Deadman's out, I would go with Yurtseven there, I think. So that will do for tonight's show. We got through that in about half an hour, which isn't too bad considering the number of games we had. So yeah, no show tomorrow. It's Christmas Day here for me. Boxing Day for me, which is the Christmas Day games. There might be a show, but I will have been at a with a couple of mates, probably having a few beverages. So I'll see what time I'm home and how I'm feeling. But I might try and fire out a show, given there's only five games at the moment. All right, for anyone that is listening or listening to the recording, have a good Christmas, and I will be back in a couple of days. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.